I'm pretty sure that we'd all agree that laws are, by and large, good. Not all of them, of course, but most of them. Yet how useless is a law on the statute books that simply cannot be enforced? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I'm sure you've seen laws enacted about which you've wondered, how are they ever going to enforce that one? And sure enough, they couldn't, so either they became a lame duck or were eventually repealed. The Old Testament of the Bible comes basically in two parts. Firstly, God's law, also called the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And secondly, the story of Israel's struggle with that law and their constant failure to obey it. So eventually, God brought that old law, the old agreement, or the old covenant, as it's often referred to an end and replaced it with something much, much better. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 11 and 12. If the agreement that was brought to an end came with glory, then the agreement that never ends has much greater glory. We're so sure of this hope that we can speak very openly. God replaced the rule of law with the law of grace. Out with the old, in with the new. He replaced those legal requirements with forgiveness by sending Jesus to die for you and for me. And friend, when you trust in this Jesus, the very Son of God, who died and rose again for you, that makes the light of his glory to shine in your heart. And that's a glory that will go on forever, which is why by his Spirit, God fills you with a hope here today in this life that will never fail you. That's his word, fresh for you today. Friend, we each need constant reminding of the grace of God in Jesus Christ as life grinds away at us. Amen? That's why I'd love to send you your Fresh Devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.